Join me on May 13th to the 21st on our Paraguay Investors Tour. Earlier this year, I unveiled an exciting real estate project in Paraguay that sold out in one day. Now, you can come down to Paraguay side by side with me to learn about what everyone was so excited about and even see new exciting projects you can participate in. We will also examine residency, banking, safety, and many other important aspects of a proper Plan B. Join us for this luxury tour to Paraguay on May 13th to the 21st, and tickets include all food, alcohol, transport, activities, hotel stay, and domestic flights. For more information, please email Susan James from my team at trips@expatmoney.com or visit our tours page at expatmoney.com. Email trips@expatmoney.com for more information. All Expat Money subscribers are welcome to join me for this trip. Seats are filling up fast. Email trips@expatmoney.com.
We all dream of seeing the world, but the realities of living somewhere outside your place of birth can be daunting, to say the least. Welcome to the Expat Money Show, helping you make the most out of your overseas career through conversations with successful expats on investing, entrepreneurship, self-improvement, and continual education, all while sharpening your financial acumen. Now please welcome your host, with over 20 years of overseas experience, Mikkel Thorup.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Mikkel Thorup, and this is the Expat Money Show. Today, what I want to do is a new segment in the show, which we've been talking about for a while internally at my company, and I think is going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to name it or nickname it Expat News. Now, this is not going to be a weekly or monthly, maybe a quarterly type of episode, but if you guys enjoy this one, then make sure that you let me know at the Expat Money Forum. If you go to expatmoneyforum.com, leave a comment in there and let me know if this is a cool idea for an episode. And basically what the idea of the episode is as I'm going through the news or I'm reading through things or I see blog articles or even going through government websites and I see changes to immigration and programs and things that affect the offshore and expat space, then I'm going to do an episode on it. I'm just going to kind of let you know what's going on and a couple of thoughts about it, and maybe a bit of banter on making fun of the stupid things that governments do all the time. So I think it's going to be pretty cool. This is the very first time I've tried it, so let me know what you think. And at the very, very top of the news, I thought this one was really, really interesting when I came to it, is that Bulgaria has finally been admitted to the Schengen zone. So if you guys don't know, the Schengen zone is basically a special area where you have a freedom of movement, a freedom of exchange of goods inside the European Union. And once you have access to this, then you can travel freely in this region. Now, Bulgaria became an EU member many years ago, but they've not had access to the Schengen zone. And March 31st, 2024, you are finally going to be able to travel if you have your Bulgarian citizenship. So it's interesting also because they have the investor's visa that's starting at 250,000 euros, and it is a path to citizenship. Now, saying that, if you did decide that this was the investor visa you wanted and you wanted to go this route, my friend tried to go through this route, was living there for, 8 years or something like that. And he said it is impossible. The amount of bribes that you have to give away to actually get your citizenship there is unbelievable. So even though they say it might be 5 years, he was there for much longer than that and was no closer to his path of actually getting citizenship. So I'm not sure that it is a good path to citizenship, but it could be a good residency, or if you have ancestry or maybe a family already there and you can get citizenship that way, then that might be cool. But anyways, congratulations to Bulgaria for getting into the Schengen zone. That is very cool. Freedom of movement is a big thing for me. I don't like a lot of these special government extra treaties, but I do like freedom of movement. So it's one of those double-edged swords, let's say. Next, and keeping in Europe, the Prime Minister of Greece is talking about raising the price of their golden visa up to 800,000 euros. All right. That is an insane amount of money for a golden visa that would price most people out of the market. Now, put into context, Malta has a citizenship by investment at $1 million. This is a residency at $800,000. So I'm not sure if that's going to turn out very well for him. But it's interesting because the socialists in the country actually want to cancel the program. They're blaming raising housing prices on foreigners coming in and buying up all the real estate there. They don't like foreign direct investment, which is absolutely insane. Countries should be fighting for foreign direct investment. They need to fill their coffers with lots of foreign reserves of currencies, but these countries don't understand it. And it's super interesting because actually statistically, if you look at the real estate market over the last 2 years, you're going to see that only about 7% of all real estate sales in Greece went to foreigners. 7% is not enough to move an entire country's housing market. Now, instead of putting blame where it is due, instead of calling out the money printers and money printer goes brr, they are pointing their fingers at expats and foreigners. So pretty bad. Now, you can also look what happened to Portugal as they shot themselves in the foot where they started getting rid of the real estate option for their golden visa, their residency program there, and then started to get rid of the non-habitual tax residency program as well. And then they brought it back and then they got rid of it and they changed this and they got it back again. Now they've completely lost all faith in their program. And I know so many people who are unhappy are leaving Portugal. And Greece wants to go down the same path. Well done. Another interesting fact about the Golden Visa is that this has brought in over 6 billion euros, 6 billion euros into Greece since 2015. And this is non-tax income. This is just foreign direct investment. People coming in and purchasing real estate. Unbelievable, and they want to get rid of it. What a beautiful program. I don't understand these people. Okay, the next visa change that I want to talk to you about is Saudi Arabia's premium residency. In the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, you can now become a permanent resident. Now, I have always wanted to go to Saudi Arabia. I think it would be super interesting after I lived in the Middle East for almost a decade and they wouldn't let me in. And I think the year after I left, they actually extended a tourist visa. So it's at the top of the countries that I would like to go to. Now, Saudi Arabia is not necessarily known as a freedom destination by any stretch of the imagination. I want to go there because I want to go to every country in the world. And I like to go to the more difficult to get to countries. Now, this investor visa, I'm not exactly sure who they're going to be marketing to, and you'll understand why when you hear the price points here, but maybe they have done their market research and maybe this will be wildly popular. But it is for investors who are going to invest $1 million and up, or entrepreneurs if you raise over $100,000 per investor by an approved entity and you retain at least 20% of the company. So if you have a company that you want to sell off shares, you're doing a tech startup or something like that, and you're going to retain 20% of it for yourself, and you can convince investors that they should be investing, and you convince them that they should be investing it in Saudi Arabia, and they're approved by the Saudi Arabian government, then you too could get permanent residency in Saudi. Now, there's different categories, and there's category one, which is a 5-year and needs to be physically present for 30 months within 5 years. There's also a category two, which is immediate permanent residency, but you must create 10 jobs in the first year and 10 jobs in year two. There's different ones as well on privileged residency, which are different programs, and you can buy an unlimited residency. I don't know. It's a little bit confusing when I went through all of it. I don't know exactly who this will be speaking to. It certainly will not be Americans, Canadians, Brits, Anglo-Saxon, but I can see maybe for other Middle Eastern countries, wealthy families who want to get their money out of there, they decide that for some reason, whatever that might be, that the UAE is not the place, that Saudi Arabia is going to protect their money and their wealth and their business better, then this is now an option. Another interesting one that I saw in the news recently was on Latvia's golden visa and how they have really struggled to gain back market share. Now, Latvia had an awesome program and it was opened back in 2010. And this was actually one of the first EU golden visas on the market. And they basically had market share for about 3 years straight with no competition. And they were doing something like 2,000 golden visas a year. And now they are down to sub 100. So this is because they've done bad things with their visas, you know, things that have made it no longer attractive. And other visas came up, like we were talking about the Greek golden visa. Under the current one, as long as they don't change it, was very, very good. It was, or could be, if they don't do these socialist things, $250,000 in real estate. And that was a hugely popular program for Greece. Portugal was running a really, really attractive one for many years, and now they've shot themselves in the foot, as I said. Now, the other really interesting thing with Latvia is a lot of the decline is because they banned Russians and Belarusians. So these were a lot of the people who were coming in to get their visa, their main clients, and they decided to ban their main clients. So I'm not surprised that they went from somewhere around 2,000 a year golden visas to less than 100 golden visas. Once again, things that governments do that make no sense whatsoever, blaming the wrong people for their problems when I think it is bureaucracy, the governments, central banks themselves. What are you going to do? Here's another one that I think is also really, really funny. I'm just going to pick on Europe just tons in this episode because I think it's just unbelievable. So last year, February 2023, Ireland decides to cancel their investor's visa with no warning. Okay, they just decide they're going to cancel it, and that's it. Now they have a backlog of over 3,100 applications. 3,100 applications of people who have applied to get Irish residency by investment. Once again, foreign direct investment, money coming into the country. Okay. Now, according to the Irish Times, the government has only approved 251 of these in 2023, meaning, you know, back of the napkin math, meaning at this rate, it could take over a decade to process all of these applications. Now, obviously, I have my doubts that people are going to wait around a decade to get their residency in Ireland, but who knows? Maybe they really, really want to drink a Guinness. Now, this was a 1 million euros in an Irish business or $500,000 in a philanthropic donation. And they decided to get rid of this. And they had 3,100 people in backlog. Absolutely unbelievable. We're talking about billions of dollars of money that they could have had into their country. But instead, no. Next, let's move out of Europe, out of the Middle East, out of that region, and come over to North America. I thought this was a really, really cool one. U.S. visas for Canadians has huge increase in 2023. Listen to the statistic. 64% increase in E2 visa. This is the U.S.'s entrepreneurship visa. Okay, so this is entrepreneurs coming into the country. A 64% increase of Canadians leaving Canada and going to the U.S. Now, this is mostly due to Canadians' restrictions during the COVID and the wealthy individuals that are seeking more freedom. So this is capital flight and human flight from Canada because of the way that they handled COVID. This is 2023. We're not even talking 2022 or 2021 or anything like that. And what they did in that country and what they're continuing to do in that country. In my home and native land, the country I was born in, absolutely unbelievable. Now, if we looked at Canadians that are leaving and moving to other countries, like down here in Panama where I am, or Mexico or Costa Rica, that's all in addition. This is just Canadians going to the U.S. And you know what? Canadians getting their E2, their entrepreneur visa, migrating to the United States has beat out Mexico, I think, for the first time in history in the number of applications going for this visa. So there are more Canadians leaving Canada and moving to the United States than there are Mexicans leaving Mexico and going in through an entrepreneurship visa into the U.S. This is the E2 is one of their biggest visas in the U.S., by the way. It's actually one of the biggest visas of any kind in the world is the E2 visa. So it's super, super interesting to look at the trend and what is happening with Justin Castro and his reign of terror back home in Canada. Next, let's talk about Panama's visa popularity. I thought this was pretty neat when I read this one. So the qualified investor's visa is the main visa here for investors. Now, in 2023, there was 187 qualified investors' visas approved in Panama. Now, of that 187, my company, I did probably about 30 of them, all right? My partners in Panama did probably about the same, meaning that between me and my partners that I work with probably did about one third of all investors' visas, all qualified investors' visas here in the country. I thought that was pretty cool. I gave myself a bit of a pat on the back with that one. This is absolutely my favorite visa in the world right now. Unfortunately, it is going to be changing in Q3, end of Q3, from a $300,000 real estate investment to a $500,000 real estate investment. And there may be other changes as well. Now, could they keep it the same? Could it continue at $300,000? I sure hope so. But the government has publicly announced that they will be making this change. I think it's a mistake. I think they should leave it at $300,000. I think that's a great price point that most well-to-do families can afford. $500,000 is just a different type of number, I think, for a lot of people. So I hope that they keep it the same. I hope that they don't change it, but they have stated that they will be changing it, which means that if you want to get residency here in Panama, then you need to reach out to my team. You can reach out to us at support@expatmoney.com. We do tons of Panama immigration. We do tons and tons and tons of Panama immigration. We also do a ton of citizenship by investment for our clients. So if you needed to get a second passport in Malta, like I mentioned before, if you needed to get the Greek golden visa before they changed that, or you wanted to get a Caribbean, Dominica, St. Lucia, Antigua and Barbuda, St. Kitts and Nevis, or Grenada, if you wanted to get a passport from one of those countries, then we can help you with all of those ones. If you send us an email at support@expatmoney.com, talk to Adrian from my team. He will get you set up. If needed, I will join in the conversation. We will work with you to get it done. But pretty cool, 187 visas for the qualified investor visa in Panama in 2023. Me and my partners did about a third of the country's visas. It'll be a real shame if they get rid of this visa, because I really like it for so many reasons. Last but not least, I thought I would talk to you guys a little bit about the El Salvadorian Citizenship by Investment program that launched not long ago. Now, they're calling this the Freedom Visa, and it's a little bit confusing. It's a little bit incoherent when you read through it, because a lot of it is not law. Some of it is tweets. Some of it's completely up for interpretation. I don't think that they really know what they are doing. They certainly did not consult with a professional in this space on how to structure a citizenship by investment or a residency by investment visa. They kind of just made it up. And here's the kicker. It's $1 million in Bitcoin to get your citizenship in El Salvador. $1 million. As I said, you could get Malta for $1 million, which is an EU country. Visa-free access to so many countries. It's, I think, top five passports in the world for visa-free travel. Schengen zone, so many things. Mediterranean, gorgeous place, or El Salvador. Now, I am super happy what's happening in El Salvador, getting rid of a lot of the crime, making it a lot safer, making BTC legal tender. Super cool. I think that's absolutely awesome. Am I going to spend $1 million in Bitcoin? Like, think about the opportunity cost about that right now, okay? Think about the opportunity cost of a million BTC in, say, 5 years from now or 10 years from now, what that would be worth, what you could be giving up in potential gains on something like that. I think a million BTC, self-custody, yourself, I think I'd rather have that than an El Salvadorian passport. But if you did need to spend $1 million, you go to Malta. I'll help you with it. Send me an email and I will take you through the process. No problem. Please, guys, don't spend $1 million to go to El Salvador. There's other countries in Central America, so many other places. The other really interesting thing that I hear all the time is, yeah, but it's legal tender. I can go there and I'm a crypto whale and I made all this money and Lambos and all this stuff. And then it's like, yeah, but that doesn't matter because you're an American citizen. And they're like, huh? Like, well, you have a legal obligation to pay taxes on your worldwide income, no matter where you are, no matter if El Salvador deems it legal tender in the country, the IRS does not. They're still going to want to tax you on any capital appreciation. Moving to El Salvador does not help this at all, okay? At all. If you are a US, if you have taxes, it's not going to help. It's cool what's happening in El Salvador, but I'm absolutely of the wait and see type of mentality. Let's give it 5 years. Let's give it 10 years. Same as Argentina, all the time. I get so many of my clients going, you must be so happy they got an ANCAP, they got a libertarian president in Argentina. I was like, yeah, that's rad. Like, that is legit rad. I am super stoked about it. And they're like, so you must be moving so many clients down there. And I'm like, no, zero, nada, not one. Why? Because Argentina has gone bankrupt 22 times over the last 120 years. I am not moving clients there because we got a libertarian in for like, what, less than 6 months into the country. Let's give him 5 years, 10 years, to actually do what he says he's going to do. Change the country and I will change my mind. Absolutely. I am not going to move a client of mine on a hope or a dream from the United States, Canada, Great Britain, France, Germany, Australia, New Zealand, wherever you guys are, to El Salvador or to Argentina because of some promises. I want them to succeed. Absolutely want them to succeed. But the majority of my private clients are dentists, doctors, lawyers, financial planners, accountants, small business owners, you know, brick and mortar business owners. I am not moving my dentist from Denver, Colorado, down to El Salvador because they have a CBI program at a million BTC and BTC is now legal tender. It's just not going to happen. And I've had arguments with Bitcoin maxis on air with thousands of people listening and absolutely destroyed them on this. Why? This is just not a viable solution for most people and why it doesn't work the way that they think it will. For the third time, I'm happy for the countries. They're moving in the right direction. I want to support them, but not with my life, not with my clients' lives. Anyways, those are some of the news stories that I thought were interesting that I saw over the last couple of weeks in regards to immigration. Let me know if this was interesting for you. You know, I tried to pick out some ones that I thought were a little bit different that we don't talk about every single day on the program. You know, some of the other things that are a little bit more rare that maybe you had never thought about. And I also tried to find ones that really highlight different points for us. Now, another point before we wrap up today's episode, nice short one today. I hope you guys had an amazing week at the birthday party, at the conference, at the meetups, at all the drinks and the partners meetings and all the barbecues and all the things we've done in Panama over the last 10 days. If you didn't join us, then where were you? We had so much fun. There were so many cool things that happened and it was so awesome to meet people in person. Now, I hope that you guys will be able to join us live for future events. There is so much going on. If you guys go to expatmoney.com, you'll be able to subscribe to our newsletter. This is absolutely the best way to stay in touch, to find out what is happening in our community. We do tons of really valuable content that goes out, and we let you know about all the live events well in advance. So if you want to join us in person, if you want to come to one of our conferences or tours or masterminds or any of these types of things, then make sure you subscribe to our email newsletter at expatmoney.com. That's it. Have a fantastic week. I love you guys. I will talk to you real soon. Thanks so much. Bye.
This episode may be over, but your journey to greatness continues by visiting our webpage and signing up for our newsletter. For convenient access to new episodes, show notes, and other crucial resources, visit expatmoneyshow.com. We look forward to you joining us on the next episode of the Expat Money Show. Safe travels.
Every month, we offer exciting new webinars for our community. Topics include how to use retirement accounts to buy real estate overseas, how to get a second passport in Latin America, why you should sell your stock portfolio and move your money offshore, how to buy beachfront rental properties in Brazil for less than $100,000 or apartments in Paraguay for less than $60,000. If you want to join us for free for these presentations with live Q&A, insider secrets, and exclusive opportunities with my professional network of experts, then go to expatmoney.com/webinars. That's expatmoney.com/webinars to register for free upcoming presentations. expatmoney.com/webinars.